Now entering Nerdist.com.
Do I expand your horizons?
Of course you do.
Do I make your life better?
Always. And in every way.
Do you love snacks?
I do love snacks.
Then welcome, welcome, Michael Ian Black. Welcome, welcome, Tom Cavanaugh. You are on the highest level of snackdom. You have achieved the highest level of snackdom without trying to achieve.
That's what we get.
What do you mean?
It's all white in there?
Yeah.
You come up, you know, like how there's the computer.
Yep.
There's, and it's just us, and we don't know what's happened.
Right.
You know why we don't know what's happened?
No.
Hypersleep.
Oh,
okay.
We're just emerging.
And then we hear, welcome, welcome, Michael Ian Black. Welcome, welcome, Tom Cavanaugh. And we're like,
smoke. Right. Argon smoke rising from the chamber.
And we're like, ha. Because we've been in hypersleep.
Yeah, we're fucking freezing.
We're wearing white.
Fuck.
We're wearing white singlets.
Yeah.
I am elevating temperature.
Mine's a little tight around the crotch. Mine's just a little bit tight.
You wanted that before.
I know. That was my choice.
Because the last thing I saw before where they put us down and put in the hypersleep and put those the covers down. What are those called? The tubes. Anyways. You said, Tommy. And you like sat up and you pointed to your crotch.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that was the last thing I remember.
Great way to go out.
Because we're like, we don't fucking know.
Right.
Like, are we going to wake up? I'm hypersleep. Who knows? How's that work?
Guess what? 3 years later, I wake up. I am fucking chafed.
Oh, man. Because
my inner thighs are just,
I woke up.
Chafing like you wouldn't believe.
Remember they had the selections. You could go with the tighty whities. Mm-hmm. You could go with the boxer briefs. I went boxer briefs.
So smart.
At the time, I thought, that's funny. That's a good gag.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good gag going. I was kicking myself for not pushing myself.
Yep.
You did it in the name of comedy.
Oh, I'm regretting it
but
now.
I wasn't chafed.
No. I'm chafed. I got bed sores.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the one place where they don't really, they don't really bring the accuracy in the space movie.
Bed sores.
Just that hypersleep. You don't recover. Like, remember in Alien, you know, within seconds they're chowing down, right? And they're eating the John Hurt's, you know, he's hungry, and they're. But it's not, folks, it's not 15 minutes later, you're and you're okay again.
It's a few days.
Yeah, you feel like, you come out of that pod, you feel shitty.
I'll tell you what you don't feel
like. Your body's been lying down for 3 years.
You don't feel like you just got a good night's rest.
Oh.
And that's what they tell you you're going to feel like.
You're going to feel well rested, you'll be a little groggy.
Yeah, in the lecture hall, they're like, oh yeah, you'll be fine. You know, you'll wake up, it'll be 3 years later, your body functions will be normal, you'll feel a little bit groggy,
and
but you'll feel like you just had a good night's sleep.
At that point, we were sitting, we were about halfway up, you know, from the dais when the guy's telling us this, and, you know, the amphitheater's packed. I'll never forget, the guy says, you'll wake up, it'll be 3 years later, you'll feel a little groggy, and then I didn't hear the rest because you leaned into me and you kind of like whispered, you went, 3 years.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He's like, 3 days or 3 years? And I was like, no, 3 years.
I didn't know.
Because, listen, if I said to you, you're going to sleep for 3 days, you're like,
right.
That's a long time.
Right. Well,
no, 3 years.
When they tell me, you're going to the Kuiper Belt, you know, to do some asteroid mining.
Sure.
I'm thinking to myself, all right.
I'll go to the Kuiper Belt.
No problem.
Yeah.
You don't realize it's 3 years away.
Right. And you're like, look, I'll swing an axe for like a week. No problem.
Mm-mm.
You don't know it's going to be 3 years in a week.
Right.
Not only that, they have never had any intention of sending you asteroid money to the Kuiper Belt.
No.
Just like there was, as there always is, and jokes on us for not realizing that
we
were never going to.
I didn't read the contract. You know, they give me the contract. I'm like, oh, they're a big company. They know what they're doing.
Right.
This is all boilerplate stuff. I know I skim it, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
How much do I get paid, blah, 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 blah.
But it was like 40 to 45 pages long.
So long.
I'm not reading all that stuff.
No.
Of course they have a hidden mission. We were never going to, you have been diverted off course. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Of course we've been diverted. They should just write that in the contract because that's what always happens.
Yep.
And still we didn't get it, did we?
Not at all.
We thought,
no,
fuck, we'll go make some money.
Yeah, it'd be great.
We'll swing an axe. I've never been to the Kuiper Belt.
No. Not even close.
I haven't come within.
I went to Ohio.
Light years of Yeah, and that's not even the same thing.
Mm-mm.
That misconception that Ohio is the same as 3 million light years away in the Kuiper Belt, it's wrong.
Totally wrong.
For one thing, in Ohio, there's no asteroids. Earth rotates on a daily basis. No stars. LeBron is in neither places. Mm-hmm. So that's not one anymore. Similarity. Right. It's the Kuiper Belt and deep outer space is not as much like Ohio as you might think.
I'm not saying I necessarily thought it would be like Ohio. I'm not
but
saying
you
that.
Remember when we were talking, it's like I said to you, it's like, what's that going to be like? Like, so we said, and you said to me, I'd be like fucking heading out Midwest and like laying down tracks in a
train.
Yeah,
but I was
you
like,
said that to me.
Kidding.
Right, but I was kind of like, okay, well, so basically we're just like guys going out and doing some, hiring onto a work gang for
yeah.
a bit.
Well, which is essentially what we were.
Our indication, though, when they made out of that massive amphitheater, when they picked the seven of us,
mm-hmm.
there was you and me, and then nobody else, the remaining five people, didn't look like any other human I'd ever seen. I mean, muscles and tattoos and fucking mohawks, and that's just the women. And we were just like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
whoa. A couple of people who weren't Caucasian, even. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What is this? What are we signing on to? You know, we were both kind of like, oh, okay, all right. You know, and then they played that game where a hand comes out and chick, 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 they put the knife down and like they were really good at that. And we're like, all right, I guess you guys are handy with knives. That'll be fine.
That'll be good.
It'll be good in case we run into who knows what's out there.
Well, asteroids. We're mining asteroids. You better be good with a fucking knife.
I just assumed when we were out there, there was going to be something lurking on the far reaches of the planet.
Well, and they did say that. They said
something might be lurking on the far reaches of the planet.
Right.
But he didn't make it seem menacing somehow.
He was kind of chuckling when he said it.
And guys, by the way, something might be lurking on the far reaches of the planet.
And I think I remember laughing. And being like, good stuff. You know.
I remember being nervous, but you were laughing, and I thought he must.
I guess
know.
I thought he was kidding.
Yeah,
you know, he was kind of chuckling when he said it.
Your humor sort of dissuaded me that there was probably anything wrong here.
Well, we wake up. It's days before I'm feeling good again. Days.
Yeah, I would say it was the better part of a week for me.
Yeah. The first thing that happens is, like I said, you're freezing.
You are, folks. It's not like you stepped outside and it's windy. It's like it's a bone chill, like you've been out in the Arctic for years. Like you're cold from the inside out.
Right, because
not from the outside.
Because you've been cryogenically frozen for 3 fucking years.
Outside out cold. It's so cold. And tossing a blanket around the cold doesn't do anything. You know, and the blankets that they have out there, this is another thing I can work out. Like, I've been to Bed Bath Beyond, and even the cheapest blanket at Bed Bath and Beyond is better than the kind of, like, I don't know what those burlap blankets are. They think, why does outer space have such shitty blankets?
Because everything's about weight, and those don't weigh that much.
I don't know.
It's cheap. It's very cheap.
There's some, I don't know what that fabric is, but it feels like fiberglass a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's like half burlap, half mylar.
Yeah, that's not going to keep
you warm. It doesn't keep you warm at all.
No, at all. They throw a couple of toss those around you, and first off, you don't know who these, like, they're like robot things kind of putting these things around you and pushing, moving you here, and, you know, when they spray you off, I'm like, why am I being sprayed? I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
No contaminants.
Microbes.
We're like, I don't think we were contaminated.
Dude, I said, they sprayed us before we got in the chamber.
That's what you said to the guy. You said, dude, and he's like, right. Does not compute.
Right. And I was like,
little
fuck
robot
you.
White robot. Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
He's like, fuck you. Does not compute.
Yeah. Fuck you.
He knows, dude.
He knows.
We're
fuck
not the
you.
First people.
Believe
to
me. Yes. He knows. Fuck you.
We're not the first people to be cryogenically frozen and flown three light years from Earth and landed at his way station that he has to clean off that have said fuck you to him.
No,
we're not.
He's a smartass.
Yeah. He's
you know, the last thing I want on robot
smart-ass.
Is a smartass.
You don't want that. I mean, in the movies, people think it's always great when they're smart. It's not great, folks. It's not great when the robots are smart asses.
What you want from the robot is just do your fucking job. Just be a robot.
You're a robot. You're a machine. I don't need attitude. I don't need my humor to come from a robot. Mm-hmm. And robots are not funny.
No, that's another thing that they get wrong.
If I make an anamorphic kind of human sound, that's funny. It's not funny.
Mm-mm. It's annoying.
It's annoying. Like when you say, "I hate this food."
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Off. Just
shut up.
Well, it's like when I go to the car wash now, they have these automated car washes.
Uh-huh.
And I put.
Out in outer space or in Connecticut?
No, here on Earth.
Okay.
And I put in my card and say, please select your car wash. Mm-hmm. And I was like, would you like... Just fucking shut up.
Would you like extra wax?
And then at the end it says, have a nice day. You know, enjoy your car. Fuck, just don't talk to me.
Don't talk
to me. Just let me get my car wash.
That's why I have an automated car wash so I don't have to interact with a human.
If I wanted to interact with a human, I would have gone to the girls who are raising money, you know, for poor people in India at their high school.
Yeah, with the no shirts.
Right, I would have gone there.
Why didn't you go there?
I should have.
You should have gone there.
In retrospect, I should have.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, well, live and learn.
All I'm saying is there's too much information, and the robot, you can over-program a robot.
Yeah.
And that's what these fuckers did. They over... Shut up.
And everything we say, it's like, we're not even talking to you. If I said to you, for example, when I said to you, that was the worst teeth brushing I have ever gone through. Remember when they, like, opened the mouth, and, like, I'm like... Your teeth have not been brushed for 700, and you're just like, okay, and then they're coming in there with that. That's not a brush. That thing is.
It's like a rotor.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I said that. I walked out, and you were about to go in, and said, "That is the worst teeth brushing you will ever have." And the robot went, and I was like, "I'm talking to him." Shut up! I just wanted to fucking knock that circular thing.
You can't though. You have to sign a waiver before you go. Yeah, you can't touch them.
No, you're not. You're not.
The robots are worth more than we are.
Yeah. Clearly. They're not going to get. You're not going to get paid if you knock a robot's head off.
I'm going to dock your pay. Whatever it is, you're not coming back with money in your pocket. You start knocking.
But it is tempting when you say, "I'm going to fucking knock your block off." Then
I think maybe they program the robots that way so you will, and so they don't have to fucking pay you.
Yeah, I bet there's a whole. What are those things called? I bet there's a whole bay somewhere where there's like heads knocked off robots just sitting there. They got their heads knocked off. Anyway, we get out there. Suddenly. You know, you and I are like, okay, well, so we got to man a couple of pickaxes and shovels. And they're like, that is not necessary.
Right. What do you mean it's not necessary?
We would just like you to go out and explore Pelagos 5. We're like, what is that? It's like some arm off the planet. And they want us to go out there in that little shuttle. We're like, we don't fucking fly shuttles.
I'm like, I don't even... I said, I can't even drive a stick shift.
Yeah, you said, I can't even drive a stick shift,
I said.
And while we were laughing, they were putting us in the thing.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, this way, please. And they suddenly... And here's the thing. They look like... They just look like really, really, really fancy kind of lifts that would take you to the top of a mountain. And they're all in white. They got tiny little things in there. And then we're standing in the middle of it, and... suits come down on top of us. And suddenly we realize we've been shot away from the main way station. And we're at this point, you and I just looked at each other and we were both kind of like, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Right.
Like, first we were getting a rough toothbrush. We were being annoyed. They were feeding us something, whatever that milk slop was. But everything was still kind of like, okay, we're going to go like chop some rocks. And then the shit just hit the fan.
Yeah. And then suddenly we're doing a spacewalk.
You
we're
turned
out there.
To me and you said... I don't think we're chopping rocks on the Kuiper Belt.
I did say that.
Yeah.
I did say that. I think I also said...
I freaked out.
Do you remember what I said after that?
I don't. What did you say after that?
I go,
I don't think we're chopping rocks on the Kuiper Belt.
Right, and then I said, and I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. it lightened the mood
a little bit.
No,
we did have a hearty laugh at that.
It did lighten the mood, which we needed.
Yeah. We did, because at that point, we didn't know why we were being shot off to, you know, do a little spacewalk.
Nah.
Boy, how little did we know? I mean... Yeah, but I know why they chose us. I mean, I'm pretty sure why they chose us. They needed people that could handle the processed snack that they give to you when you're out there.
That's ultimately what it came down to.
Because for a while, we were like, look, I'm not really good with a knife.
Right.
I'm not good with an axe.
Right, no tats.
No tats.
I can't drive stick.
Neither of us are particularly strong.
Nope.
And so we were kind of questioning, why are we here?
Out of all the people in the amphitheater, why us?
Yeah.
And then we realized. We can handle processed snacks.
We're snackologists. And somewhere along the line, they must have had a ledger of things that they needed from the people.
Snackologists.
In the vetting process, they needed two. There we were. They picked the guys at the top of their game, you know. Fair to say, I think.
Oh, at this point, false modesty is not going to get us anywhere.
No, look,
Let's just... Say what it is.
Yeah, people are going to think we're assholes if we start to say, no, we're just trying. We're doing our best.
Just a couple of snackologists.
Just a couple of guys doing a podcast. Look, come on.
Right now, this is our moment. You know, the torch was passed to us. At some point, we'll pass the torch on. But right now, it's our torch. We're running with it.
We understand that it's fleeting, but we're at the top right now.
Right. We'll enjoy it while we can.
Sure.
We weren't enjoying it on that day. believe.
I didn't even know if it was a day. Like, that time is all compressed and weird, and it's like...
I'm using time very loosely.
But you looked exactly the same 3 years later as you did when we left. I mean, you were chafed, but apart from that,
right.
It was just like, I couldn't get my head around that. And I was like, well, is it a day or when we go back to the Earth?
And you had aged. You had really aged.
Really aged. Like,
I don't know if there was something wrong with your chamber. I don't know if they were giving you too much gas.
You know what I think it was? I think either they... Yeah, that's it. Too much or not enough.
Maybe.
There's something with the dial. I looked awful. I looked a little bit like Robert Redford.
Not old Robert. Now. Robert Redford now.
Huh? Yeah.
Not Robert Redford from when he was Sundance.
No, like Bush and Sundance. No.
He was great looking then.
I looked like Sundance Festival Redford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of haggard. Kind of got weird bumps on your face.
Windblown. Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah.
What if that guy went with a new haircut?
I don't know that would help. At this point, it's like, fuck it.
He's windblown. He's riding windblown, a horse into
he's
the
80.
Wind.
You know, it's like, what are you going to do? You look like that.
I look like that.
And what was weird is you were also wearing a lot of turquoise jewelry that you hadn't been wearing when you first got in the chamber.
Yeah, I just assumed that in my grogginess when we awoke that they put turquoise jewelry on you.
Until, I don't think so.
Until you pointed out to me quite adroitly when we were in the cafeteria eating, you said, I don't have any turquoise jewelry. Right. And then the weird thing was you seemed to be offended that you didn't have any.
I was a little offended.
I tried to give you some of mine. Like, I want my own turquoise jewelry.
No, I was like, I don't want your fucking turquoise jewelry.
It was a spat. It was our first spat out of the cryogenic chamber. And I was like, I'm actually trying to offer you my turquoise jewelry. You're like, I want my own turquoise jewelry. And the voices are raised. The robots are coming over. You know, the other guys are looking at us. They didn't seem to think that was kind of a cool thing to have a spat about turquoise jewelry. I understand where you're coming from. You wanted your own jewelry.
It just seemed weird to me that you woke up considerably older looking.
Yeah, yeah. Much older looking. Like Robert Redford.
Like Robert Redford at Sundance and wearing turquoise jewelry that you didn't have when you first got on board.
No, I hadn't put it in the chamber with me.
There was no turquoise jewelry anywhere on board. I feel 100% sure of that.
I don't like turquoise jewelry. I've never worn turquoise jewelry.
No, although it looks great on you because of your eyes.
I guess, but it wasn't my choice.
No. Did you feel violated?
I hadn't pulled any looks or anything like that and said, this is going to be great with turquoise jewelry.
Right.
I hadn't pulled a single look.
No, when you pull looks... turquoise jewelry is generally going to be one of the looks.
Sure.
You reject it. And you say, yeah, I'm not going to go turquoise jewelry.
In fairness, turquoise jewelry is going to accessorize a look that you pull.
Yes.
You're not going to pull a look that has turquoise jewelry. But you're going to pull a look so that you can wear
it. But sometimes if you order an entree at a restaurant, you're not ordering it for the tenderloin. You're ordering it for the spetzel that comes with it.
The spetzel. Okay. I agree with that.
So sometimes, you know, you pull a look because you know you're going to get the turquoise jewelry with that look.
You pull a look that is going to be accessorized completely. That is going to accessorize.
But you didn't do that. You just went to bed. You woke up, turquoise jewelry everywhere.
We were gagging about our undies.
Mm-hmm.
And then your thing went down and I was giggling to myself because you'd done the, hey, Tommy, look. Like, you know, you're showing off the bag and then the thing went down and then we woke up and then next thing you know, I looked like old Robert Redford from Sundance and I got turquoise jewelry on. Which I didn't even really notice at first. I was groggy. Then they do the hose and then the toothbrush and then the robots were annoying me.
You were rattling like a motherfucker.
I was what?
Rattling.
The turquoise jewelry?
Yeah. And I was like, I thought it was your bones.
Yeah, I thought it was my teeth.
I didn't know what it was.
I thought it was after that toothbrush, I thought my teeth were rattling.
Because the other thing you don't realize when you come out of that thing, you can't see.
You can see.
It's blurry as
No. It's like somebody put an opaque contact lens into your eye and you can't see anything.
I mean, and they put drops in there. It's like fire going into your eyes. It's awful.
And you were like, you were losing your shit, and that was annoying me. I mean, I should have probably been more helpful, but shut up, as I recall.
Yeah, and the robot's going, and you're like, shut up,
and it's just screaming.
Never again.
I noticed the other five people were very silent. They seemed pretty stoic and cool.
Honestly, they seemed like they just gotten a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
They just woke up, and they two minutes later, they were in the cafeteria having
Remember
coffee.
Remember the girl, the Asian girl, I think she was Japanese, but I don't really know, started hanging upside down and doing like upside down sit-ups.
Yeah, she's in great shape.
Remember that?
Incredible shape.
And you said, I can do that.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't. I didn't do one. I fell off the bar.
You fell off the bar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't see for one thing.
The robot went, whoop.
Yep. And they had a good laugh.
Yeah. That was funny. They laughed.
That was funny.
That was funny to them.
Yeah.
That was what I said. Oh, that's funny to you?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I can see why.
Yeah. I mean, even me.
Yeah.
You know, I had a slight concussion.
I can do that.
It was funny.
You were groggy. I'm like, can you see now?
I see stars is what I said.
I see stars. That was really good.
But what was true is I could actually see stars.
I thought then we were bonding. Oh, you could.
No, I could. It was literally seeing stars.
So you could look out there.
And they were gorgeous.
Yeah. Wow, you're out in the middle of space.
The point of all of this, and welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
snack to my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
My good friend Michael Ian
Where each week we pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack per the per system.
Per system.
The point of all of this,
in case you're wondering,
we were entrusted to test a snack.
Yeah.
A snack that you've probably heard of here on Earth, and maybe some of you have even tried, but never have you tried it in zero G. And that was the entire purpose of us spending 3 years in a hyperbaric chamber, cryogenically frozen, with a gang of felons mining the Kuiper Belt.
Felons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk show hosts.
A brutal, muscular, tattooed, hardened talk show hosts.
So you like cooking?
Yeah, it was a lot of small
talk.
What
kind of stuff do you cook?
Like, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's really weird.
They're not.
That's why they weren't talk show hosts on Earth.
No, they're terrible conversationalists.
Yeah. You like cooking?
Yeah, I like cooking.
Yeah, I like cooking.
What do you like to cook? I mean, guys.
Make a lasagna.
Shut up. Why don't you go make me a fucking lasagna, bitch? And he's like,
yeah,
dude.
Like, I don't know. That's great. Not. Make a fucking lasagna, I said.
I got it.
You know, like, just like, that's not.
Man, robot, make a lasagna.
That's how I do my talk show host.
Man.
Yeah. So, and there we are. And
our mission was revealed to us by a letter.
Yeah. Let me read the letter that was sent.
You just got to read it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, this is when I'm having trouble getting past. You read that.
Yeah, it's not easy. It really isn't easy. Year 2352. Mates Universal Headquarters, Moonbase 4, Snack Sector 7.2. Dear Magic and Tom, in the past, we don't have much time. For the past 52 years, the Robotocalypse has been upon us. We met Robotocalypse. The Robotocalypse.
Because it's robot.
Right.
Robotocalypse.
Uh-huh. We managed to escape the buttonless?
Huh? Hell? Bottomless?
It says buttonless.
Okay.
B-U-T-T-O-N-L-E-S-S. Hell, that is now Earth. But it didn't take long for them to find us. HQ has been on active missile defense for the past 68 hours. Jesus Christ. I mean, fuck me. Can I keep going?
Can I point out, this right here is one of my favorite moments we've ever had on Mates.
I mean, holy shit. Our hope is this. By rating these, and then there's an apostrophe, snacks, you will set off a sequence of events that may prevent the rise of the machines.
We didn't know that when we were out there, the Kuiper Belt, which wasn't the Kuiper Belt, that we were the chosen ones.
We had no idea.
We didn't think we were chosen ones at all. I mean, we were chosen with the seven people to do the mission. I mean, the five other people to do the mission. But we didn't know that the fate of Earth was in our hands. We were just guys going out there to knock some rocks about.
It keeps going.
Oh, okay.
This is it. These are all the snacks we have left.
Huey Lewis.
Our world is collapsing around us, and it's only a matter of time before the robots breach Mates headquarters. We're counting on you or us. We're only hope, presto, and Tom in the future.
Yeah, so
I see. It's our future selves writing to us, and in the future, I'm called Presto instead of Magic, and you're called Tom. P.S. Mike, you don't know it now, but raw dogging your tea leads to several negative physical and psychological complications in the future.
How nice of you to help your younger self out.
Yeah, and that is the one part of the letter that...
That's really nice that you...
Really good.
You are like...
Incidentally, it's not signed. Oh, I mean, there's no real signature on it. There's no...
Why would there be? It's us.
Right. Right.
You know? We know who we are.
And then enclosed is today's snack.
That's
now,
right.
Maybe you've guessed it. Maybe you haven't.
Folks, what we have today, freeze-dried astronaut ice cream.
Astronaut ice cream. Stormtroopers hitting the ground. The one time that's actually inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know? Now that we're in the future.
Yeah. Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Astronaut ice cream. Now, I think we've got two different flavors.
Yeah. I have astronaut ice cream.
You have ice cream. I have chocolate ice cream with chocolate chips.
Holy hen in a handbasket.
Now, why is yours just ice cream? Yours doesn't have a flavor.
I guess you're fancier than I am. No, this is freeze-dried, ready-to-eat. On the back, it says freeze-dried, ready-to-eat.
Oh, I see.
Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, you've got Neapolitan.
It doesn't say anything on the front. What does yours say on the back?
Mine just says chocolate ice cream with chocolate chips.
Which sounds good, as does mine. Yours sounds really good, except for the fact that it's freeze-dried.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with astronaut ice cream is that it tastes terrible.
That is the problem. Now, we don't know. We're
going
to open it up.
I'm going into it.
God, is that this ain't going to take nothing like ice cream.
We're going into it with a certain prejudice. My prejudice is this is going to taste terrible and not like ice cream.
Correct.
Because I feel like I had this when I was a kid. I feel like everybody had this once when they were a kid.
Right.
They tried it and they were like, yeah, never again.
Right.
Because it's terrible.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I don't feel like astronauts really eat this.
No.
Why would they? It sucks.
Right.
You know, if astronauts are like, you know, we really need ice cream, like, well, we can give you the freeze-dried ice cream. They're like, yeah, we don't need the ice cream.
Eat a milky substance that comes out of tubes. It looks white. That's what they eat. I don't know what it is, but that's what I see in the movies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're not eating, like, you know, pork chops.
No. No, you damn pork chops don't keep out in space.
I'm opening mine up because...
All right, now it comes in a sort of silver foil package.
Yeah.
Imprinted with an astronaut, photograph of an astronaut doing a spacewalk, a lot of colors, orange. It says it's certified space technology. On the bottom.
That's bullshit right there.
You think?
I do think so.
But no, it says it's certified space technology.
And I say to you, what is space technology? Got a little picture of the shuttle right there?
Well,
on
it's
the
got
side?
A trademark on it. It does. It is trademarked certified space technology.
Spaceconnection.org.
And then it looks suspiciously like the NASA logo, but instead it says space.
But then at the bottom, the giveaway is American Outdoor Products, Inc., 6350 Gun Park Drive, Boulder, Colorado.
All right.
That just feels like somehow that gives...
Oh, Tom, you were looking for the expiration date. I found it.
I see it now, yeah.
It's imprinted on the bottom. These are good until 2015. So we're fine. We're fine. Despite the fact that we're...
I see
in
2015.
Okay. So...
So mine's good for another...
3 years. 2 years. I don't know what year this is. So already I'm disappointed.
No, 103 years. 102 years.
What year is this?
2013.
And it's good until 15.
I have 2115.
No, August 21st, 15. 8-21-15 is when yours is
I
good.
I have 08.
Right.
2115.
Right, 21st and then
mine's
15.
Mine's good
no,
to August in the year 2115.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. I suppose you're right. So then mine is good until July 27-15. Here's something I'm already disappointed by.
2715.
I opened it up.
Yeah.
And it's in a foil package, which I like. I mean, because it's astronaut ice cream. It should be in a foil package.
It should be in a foil. But then you open it up, and it's a little plastic wrapper.
Well, it's paper inside. Yeah. Paper wrapper.
Completely disappointing.
What is this? Ancient China?
That doesn't keep
it all. You're putting my ice cream in papyrus?
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, that is Neapolitan. I mean, it's got three colors.
Well, it's got three colors. It got chocolate, vanilla, and
strawberry.
Strawberry.
Mine's just brown, as you would expect.
With a couple of dots, that must indicate the chocolate chips.
Right. It comes in a square, basically. It's crumbly and crumbled. It's sort of a chalky substance.
It's about 3 inches by 2 inches.
That's...
Well, maybe it's more
about three by three.
Yeah. 2.5 by 2.5.
And you look at this and you think, oh, this isn't going to taste good.
It looks chalky. You mentioned chalky, didn't you?
It looks like...
In fairness, it smells like ice cream. At least mine does.
Yeah, mine does too. It looks like if they pressed Alka-Seltzer tablets into a cube and put a little coloring in it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like square chalk of the colors that we indicate.
So I'm going to take a bite. I've taken a little chunk of it. Inside, I see some what look to be chocolate chips. I'm going to pop it in my mouth.
Good luck. He's chewing, shaking his head.
I don't remember. It tastes exactly like what you imagine ice cream would taste like if you took out all the water from it, all the like liquid.
And
it's freeze dried and cold. It's not delicious.
Nope.
It's not even good.
Yeah, it's like room temperature.
It's like eating. It's
non-liquid.
It's like eating the stuff that you put on your pool cue.
Yeah, that's a good. This is what this is. That's an apt description for this stuff. It looks like for example, this strawberry that I have hold in my hand looks exactly the consistency.
And
of
you'd
that
be
pool
and
cue. Pool chalk.
And it'd probably be very good for a pool cue, not so good for the taste buds or a human body. This isn't something that you would voluntarily put in your mouth. It's yeah. not. It's definitely
well,
not.
We're voluntarily putting it.
Yes, but we're, as you said, the premier snackologists.
At the top of our game, and so we're going to do the things that other people can't because we can. I want to just take one of yours to see if the chocolate chip has any different consistency.
I suspect not.
I've got one here that has two chocolate chips.
It is very light, you know. And as I said, when you go up in space, that's what you want.
No, it does. Take the chocolate chip. The chocolate chip is actually chocolate.
Hmm.
Did you have one?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's the most pleasant surprise. The chocolate chip is actually kind of like a chocolate chip in a chocolate chip cookie.
It probably is a real chocolate chip.
I'm sure it is.
But it's tiny.
Yeah. It's a tiny chocolate chip.
Oh.
All right, then.
Now, here's the thing. As bad as this is, it's not the worst thing we've ever had on the podcast by far.
Not even close. Not even close. Because there's no bad aftertaste.
No.
It really is kind of like eating, you know, sugar and, you know, it's like dried sugar and cream. So, you know, simple, not a huge amount of surprises. It's less chewy than I thought it would be.
Really not chewy at all. It just sort of melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
But not in an M&M's way, not in a good way.
It's like a bad candy at a fair somewhere, you know. It's just...
It's a novelty.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing...
But not bad compared to some of the bad stuff we've had.
No, some of the things we've had in the past aren't even edible. They're not even, shouldn't even be categorized as food.
Right.
And this isn't food either, but it is edible.
Correct. Correct.
If you needed some calories in a pinch.
Slightly above ornamental. Some of the food we've eaten is ornamental. Should just be made for, you know, decorative purposes.
Right.
Is that Kroger's very jelly berry, whatever that
is? I don't even like to think the words in sequence. That's how terrible that was.
Right. Yeah, that was awful.
I'll tell you what this feels like to me.
And it doesn't. And the other thing about this, there's some foods that we have ingested, and I use the term foods lightly, but they fall under the snack rainbow that have smelt dangerous. I think is the best word.
Yeah.
To put. Like stuff that smelt synthetic,
mm-hmm.
plastic, evil. Like that. Like if your kids were around them, you would like, don't go near that.
Right.
I can smell it. That's not good. That's a bad smell. A
couple of chemicals got mixed at the snack factory, and they're like, oh, we could probably put that in a bag.
And that's where one of them fell under the heading that you called, I believe, evil. This thing, I mean, it just, again, harmless. And so it doesn't fall into the very dangerous category.
It's almost benevolent. It's almost like,
it's just,
you know,
not
it's
there.
It's giving you a little shrug and a smile. Yeah. You know, it's saying, I know.
We're freeze-dried. I know. I'm out here in space. What do you want? What do you want from me? I'm here.
You know,
yeah, I'm here.
If you ever need me, I'm here.
I'm here, but not or don't. I'm here.
I'm along for the ride.
I'm freeze dried, but I wonder if back in the day, like this guy goes, my forefathers, they were hardy and cold, mountains and scooped, and now I'm just kind of here. I'm manning the bookshelf. What are you trying? The vanilla?
I tried the vanilla, which I like better than the chocolate.
Okay, now let me try the vanilla.
I don't know why. I think maybe because it's. It's a little bit more familiar to me.
Ugh.
Maybe because it's a slightly more marshmallowy.
In fairness, there is a strawberry taste of the strawberry, a chocolate taste of the chocolate, and a vanilla taste of vanilla. And I thought that wouldn't even happen.
Right. They taste like what they portend to be. Portend?
Yeah, no, portend's fine.
I'm tasting the strawberry now.
We're talking frozen ice
cream. Yeah, same thing. You go, yeah, that tastes like the flavor of strawberry ice cream.
Yeah.
Without being strawberry ice cream.
It's a poor simulacrum. Yeah. Simulacrum?
I don't know. You know, I'm a little confused out here in space. Look, I really hope we accomplish defeating the machines or whatever the fuck. But what I know we accomplished...
I'm sure we do. You know why?
Because we're still here.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Because we're here.
Sometimes...
That doesn't exactly follow logically.
Doesn't follow logic at all.
But if they won, we wouldn't be here. You know?
That's right.
Did you ever have that when you were watching those, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger vehicles? Like, well, he must because they're still... Couldn't they? Wouldn't they have gone back? John Connor. You know? Well, anyway, we're here. And the other thing is, percentage-wise, the humans tend to win those battles with the machines.
I think they're... Yeah, I think we're batting
somewhere
1,000.
Around, yeah, somewhere around 100%, I was going to say. But yeah, 1,000, good. Yeah, yeah.
We do real good in those battles.
Like in the... And it looks like we shouldn't because, boy, those machines, holy cow. But you know what they don't have? Heart. And we have heart, and that team tends to win the day.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's funny that the machines keep trying to defeat us because they haven't won one. They haven't won one.
No, not
They could point to the Battle of Nargassus and say, we fucking killed you dudes at Nargassus.
Right.
But they can't.
Well, they've won battles. They won
sure.
a lot of battles.
No, they won most of the battles at Nargassus, but they didn't win the war.
You look at the whole Matrix series, you know, guess what, guys?
Yeah, guys, I'm so sorry. And that was Keanu Reeves.
I know. Like, if you're going to beat anybody, you're going to be fucking Keanu Reeves.
Utility infielder, put him out there because we were saving ourselves for the playoffs, you know? Liam Neeson didn't even come out of the fucking clubhouse.
No.
We threw Keanu Reeves out there and Keanu Reeves won.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a little help, but still. Keanu Reeves.
I know.
And I love Keanu Reeves.
Everybody loves Keanu Reeves. He's a friend.
He's a good guy. He's a utility shortstop.
Yeah.
He's in the dugout. He's fun. Get him in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a, you know.
He's a good guy
to have on a team. Good guy to have on a team. Not the guy.
You don't want him up at bat in the bottom of the ninth. Two
you
outs.
You don't want him up at bat at all. You don't want him up at bat at all.
No.
You don't ever want him up at bat at
no.
all. And he defeated the robots.
Yeah.
So, you know, it feels like the robots should just, like, try and do something else, you know?
Maybe work with us, guys.
Maybe some kind of, you know, home decoration show or something. Maybe the robots would be good at that, you know?
Sure, they would be.
Take over from Martha Stewart.
Stop trying to defeat us, guys.
Yeah, instead of doing that, just why don't you come on here and, like, find something constructive to do?
Anyway, I guess we did our part. We ate the ice cream. So, we saved humanity.
Right. Again.
Ratings?
Ratings.
Ratings.
Why? Hey. Ratings. Why? Hey.
Ratings.
Hey. Hey.
So.
Hey. Not going to do it again. Hey.
Astronaut ice cream.
Astronaut ice cream. Here's what I think about it. Astronaut ice cream, I don't think the astronauts eat you. Mm. I don't even think you're ice cream. Astronaut ice cream. 3.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's it.
You went much higher than I thought you were going to go.
Because you know
three
what?
3 means...
Because, well, here's why. And I'll delve into it a little deeper. It's like, look, I was prepared for this to be awful, right? It's just there. And so I don't want to hurt it. But 3 is a pretty tough... I mean, 3 is a pretty tough rating. But I can see... I can kind of see down there in Panama... Couple of people, hot day, you know, and they've got pull out of their back pocket. You can't keep the ice cream down in Panama. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's too fucking hot for that.
Right, on the equator there.
People dying left, right, and center from, you know...
Lack of ice cream.
Mosquito infestation, building the canal.
Yeah.
They could have pulled out of the corduroy back pocket, corduroy short back
right.
pocket. Could have pulled out some of this stuff. That'd be
right.
great. You know, helpful. Just chew on this. Just because it's sugar, gives you a little bit of energy. There's 2% of protein in there.
I need ice cream. I'm dying.
Ice cream? Where are you going to
keep ice cream here?
Middle of the fucking jungle, Pedro. Middle of the fucking jungle.
Oh, I need ice cream. I'm going to die.
Hey, guys. I couldn't help it overhearing. Gustav, mind your own fucking... No, guys. Just take a swig of this packet right here.
What's this? Isn't an ice cream.
Open it up. Open it up.
It's not ice cream.
Open it.
It's not cold.
Pedro, open it up.
It's not melty
here,
like
fuck,
ice cream.
Fuck, give me that machete. Open that. See that? Wait. Smell that. Smell that.
It smells like ice cream.
Yeah, take a bite.
It's not ice cream.
Just
I
take
need
a
ice
bite.
Cream. Hey, this is ice cream.
Sure.
And freeze-dried ice cream?
More where that came from.
I want to build more canal.
I'm killing you.
Oh!
See?
I can see that scenario.
So that's 3.
I wish I had your imagination. We started the podcast by saying that you expand my horizons, which is true, and you expose me to new things, all true. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to astronaut ice cream, I cannot see past the nose of my goddamn face, 0.5.
I'll 0.5 see you next week.
0.5 see you next week. We'll be right back.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.